You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Last hour recovery helped Dalal Street cut some losses and Nifty ending below 11,700 are the major headlines that we will be following today on our evening walk. A good recovery in the last hour of trade helped Dalal Street cut major losses and end August series on a slightly better note. However, the Nifty managed to close below 11,700 mark for the series. Nifty gained around 5% while the mid-cap index ended higher by about 7%. A weak rupee weighed on indices through the day with the Indian currency dropping to a fresh low of 70.8550 against the dollar. Analysts had attributed the fall to rising crude oil prices and month-end dollar buying by oil companies to pay these off. Among sectors, FMCG, metals and pharmaceuticals, along with PSU banks, were the top gainers, while auto, energy and bank Nifty were the big laggards. In the broader markets, the Nifty mid-cap index ended over 0.15% higher, just a smidge. A sharp surge in stocks like ICICI Bank and ITC helped the market stay afloat, while weakness in Reliance Industries dragged the benchmark index. Dalal Street had a flat start on Thursday morning, with the bulls unable to cash in on good global cues. Traders could have been wary of weak Indian currency as well. But a sell-off in banks dragged indices lower in the afternoon session before staging a recovery in the last hour. At the close of market hours, as a summary, the Sensex ended lower by 32.83 points or 0.08% to close at 38,690.1, while the Nifty was down 12.2 points or 0.1% at 11,679.7. The market breadth was positive as 1,441 shares advanced against a decline of 1,255 shares, while 169 shares remained unchanged. Sun Pharma and Tata Steel were the top gainers today, while Maruti Suzuki, IndusInd Bank, Eika Motors and Bajaj Finance have lost the most. As usual, let's turn our attention to some stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Jet Airways recouped losses but still ended lower by 1.7% today. The airline was in the news on Wednesday, that is yesterday, after a Business Standard report said that the Income Tax Department was probing a land deal between the airline and Godrej Buildcon land development deal. Shares of government-owned telecom operator MTNL, that is Mahanagar Telephone Nigam Limited, rose 10% intraday on Thursday today based on a report that informed about 30,600 crore rupees financial aid from the Department of Telecommunications. Global research firm Credit Suisse, meanwhile, has maintained an outperform rating on Sun Pharma with an increased target of 705 rupees apiece. It said that the risk mitigation of Absorica, which is an acne medication, should drive re-rating on the stock, but a genericization, that is making more of generic drugs in December 2020, is a key overhang. The stock closed 3% higher and was one of the top gainers today on Dalal Street. Shares of Axis Bank fell 1% even as UBS raised target price on the stock to 765 rupees from 675 rupees. The broking firm sees a potential upside of 16.5%. UBS believes that the lender is well placed to gain market share in deposits. It also observed that asset quality cleanup was nearing the end. And finally, shares of ITI jumped 19.8% as the company received a work order worth 6,633.56 crore rupees. And finally, let's turn to Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world. Japan's Nikkei 225 was the only one of the stock markets in Asia that bucked the trend and ended in the green, up 0.09% at 22,869.5. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 0.89% to end at 28,164. Shanghai Composite was down 1.14%. Singapore down 0.56%. Meanwhile, European stocks have been lower as well as investors continue to keep an eye on global trade war concerns as well as earning trends. The Pan-European Stock 600 at the time of my telling this is down 0.54% at 384.48, and Britain's FTSE down 0.75%, Germany's DAX 0.94% down, and France's CAC down 0.42% as well. Well, the rupee has hit an all-time low today. That is our big story of the day. And how are these trends going to persist on the last day of the trading week, that is tomorrow? We'll, of course, be keeping you abreast of it throughout the course of tomorrow. And the first thing in the morning, we'll also give you a quick recap of what happened today in the market and indeed after market hours. And we'll also give you a few stocks to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.